This is WBUR's Weekend Edition. Good morning, I'm Sharon Brody. Doctors and researchers usually steer clear of politics, but not today. Leaders of some of the most powerful medical and research institutions in Greater Boston are publicly supporting March for Science demonstrations in Boston and around the world today. However, some are warning that waiting in politics can be risky. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg reports.
Dr. Peter Slavin normally spends his time doing what you'd expect the president of Massachusetts General Hospital to do: meetings, budgets, just managing a huge hospital. But today, he's stepping into politics, speaking out against Trump administration plans to slash federal funding for medical research.
And those proposals would have a devastating impact on our efforts to advance the fight against cancer, heart disease, mental illness, and it seemed like it's the right thing to do to take our concerns more public.
The federal cuts are just a proposal at this point, but they're a scary signal for Mass General, which gets more federal research money than any other hospital in the country. Dr. Slavin says the proposed budget cuts would be a blow to the hospital.
And a blow to the hopes of the people that we're trying to serve. That I don't view it as a political statement as much as a statement about just sort of standing up for the values and the purpose of this organization.
Other leaders from Harvard Medical School, Boston University, the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, and Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center are also publicly supporting the March for Science. Some area scientists, though, are questioning the wisdom of the march. Arthur Lambert is a cancer researcher at MIT's Whitehead Institute. He warns that what looks like a protest march by scientists poses a risk.
And mainly the fact that it could be used by politicians who would like to reject science and like to reject scientific knowledge as sort of ammunition to attack scientists as being a partisan group.
Some opponents of the march also say that researchers who complain about budget cuts look like just one more group that wants more federal money. But Massachusetts General Hospital cardiologist Jason Wasfi says the motivation for the march goes far deeper than money.
Every day, people like me not only try to discover new knowledge to help patients, but we take care of patients. And we understand what it means to tell a 50-year-old patient's daughter or son that they're not going to make it. Scientific research is what minimizes that.
Organizers say they expect the Boston March for Science to attract a bigger crowd than any of the other March for Science venues, except for the Central National March in Washington, D.C. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.